Welcome to the Simple Sophisticate Podcast, where intelligent living is paired with signature style. I'm your host, Shannon Abels. And whether you're listening on your commute, exercising, working in the garden, or sitting down with a hot cup of tea or a cafe au lait, thank you for tuning in. Let's get started. Welcome to the 264th episode of The Simple Sophisticate. Today we're going to talk about elegance and bringing it into our homes. Before I get into that, however, this week's petit plaisir has had me laughing out loud, laughing harder than I have laughed in a very long time. And it's a television series I am looking forward to introducing you to if you haven't already discovered it. So stay tuned as I'll share all the details and the trailer at the end of today's episode. Now back to what our topic is for today. We're going to talk about how to cultivate an elegant home in the 21st century. This episode is inspired by a new decor book by interior designer Timothy Corrigan. And his book is titled The New Elegance, Stylish, Comfortable Rooms for Today. And while I was reading the introduction, I found myself seeing a lot of similarities and crossovers with the idea of living simply luxuriously. And so, of course, it's already annotated, it's highlighted, it's underlined, it's starred, and I knew that this was going to be an episode. So let's get into a handful of ways that we can welcome elegance into our home. I want to begin with a quote from Timothy's book, and he states, "Elegance is not something that adds stress or difficulty to our lives. Quite the contrary. True elegance means confidence in who you are and what you love, grace in how you handle yourself, and openness to the best in others." I love this idea that it's less about exactly the perfect things in our house to impress others, and it's inward, and it's how we live, it's how we carry ourselves, it's how we engage with the world. And so as I mentioned just a second ago, in many ways, Timothy Corrigan's definition of elegance is a cousin to simply luxurious living. It's an understanding of what speaks to you, what you need to live your best life, and how to dance with the world in which you are a citizen, a partner, a friend, and community member. It is a skill and a gift that we can all welcome into our lives. And when it comes to our decor, Corrigan describes in his new book succinctly and vividly how to welcome your own unique elegance into your sanctuary. Today, I'd like to share with you Corrigan's insights into cultivating an elegant home accompanied by a handful of decor images found in his new book. So be sure to check out the show notes for all of those. I have more than just one for each of these points, and they are my favorite picks from the book. Now, I've had the opportunity to peruse through the book and read it, and what you'll find, along with home tours, is his expertise delineated clearly and specifically for scale and proportion, symmetry, architectural details, impactful surfaces, the layered look, art and mirrors, the power of color, mixing elements, and more, tips and ideas for becoming your own interior designer. I hope you find a guiding compass of confidence to help you step into your home and make the changes or updates that would align with your unique exemplification of elegance, because it will be different for each of us. But there are some key components that I'm going to share with you today that will help guide you as you start making these decisions of what to bring in your home. Now, I do want to share that upon reading this most recent decor book, I discovered that Corrigan has also written a decor book where he has entirely decorated a French country home. This book came out in 2013, and I'll provide a link to it on the show notes. But needless to say, I've put it on my wish list because I have a feeling there'll be lots of inspiration that I will gravitate towards. And maybe you will as well, as you may be a Francophile. Now let's get into this idea of bringing elegance into our home in the 21st century. The question often arises, how or why should I add elegance to my home? And Corrigan states, "Elegance adds immense pleasure to life. To seek elegance in your behavior, in what you wear and surround yourself with, is a treat you give to yourself and almost inadvertently share with those around you." Now, depending upon how you most enjoy spending time in your home, you will invest in different ways. If you are someone who enjoys cooking and sharing your meals with others as a way to bring them together, then investing in a kitchen that is best suited to how you cook, enabling you to do so effectively, will not only bring pleasure to your life, but provide the opportunity to share with those you invite into your home. In this way, elegance is a reflection of your true self to the world that you invite across the threshold of your home. It is not about one-upping or showing off to the outside world, but rather a cultivation of a space that dances with you and the life that you love living, a home that supports you through your journey and also enables you to soar. In other words, you are not burdened by your home when you choose to make it elegant, but rather nurtured by it. So that's the first idea of how to bring elegance into your home. Remind yourself about the pleasure aspect that not only will benefit you, but those around you, and how you can best invest for you. The next item to think about is a question that sometimes and fairly is asked: can comfort and elegance exist together? Well, Timothy Corrigan, as you might have guessed, does think they can. He states, "Comfort is not antithetical to elegance, but rather its support and backbone. No one can feel truly elegant, at least not for long, if he or she doesn't feel at ease." Now, when we talk about comfort, there is an underlying sense or presence of security, thus enabling the inhabitants to fully relax and breathe deeply in their own space. Corrigan speaks to this need for security being at the underlying roots of all of his designs, stating, quote, "The notion of feeling cocooned, protected, and pampered is the one effect I consistently try to accomplish, an innate feeling of safety," end quote. Each one of us will define a sense of security slightly or significantly different, depending upon how we most enjoy living our lives. But either way, knowing what that definition is for ourselves is a crucial key to decorating a home that is our place of refuge. If, for example, books nurture you, then make sure you welcome them into your home in a way that pays them reverence. In other words, let them be seen, let them be scattered if that works best for you about the house so that you have a book wherever you may sit down to relax. Let them be orderly if that sits better for you. And just simply knowing that you can see them when you walk in the door brings a deep sigh of relief. Make sure that books are in your home. The same can be said for any pastime, lifeline, or hobby that brings you joy and comfort. Musical instruments, photos from your travels, flowers from your garden. I think you get the idea here, but go forth and bring your world, the world you love living, the activities you enjoy spending time with and spending time doing and lose all track of time when you're immersed in them, bring them into your home. And then the elegance begins to flourish. So that's the second way to bring elegance into your home and why you should consider it. Number three, how to live with beautiful items in an elegant home. You know what I'm talking about here. And maybe you've seen these houses where you're afraid to sit down and you're afraid to use the dishes because they're in a protected cupboard and you dare not use them. Well, here's a thought on that from Corrigan. He states, "The secret to avoiding polishing silver is not to put it away, but to use it every day. Then you won't have to polish it." In other words, use what you have. Use it all. Use it now. Few things are sadder than piles of exquisite porcelain and china hidden away in a cupboard or a large house in which many of the rooms go unused. Unquote. From the porcelain teacups and saucers picked up along our travels to the china set handed down from your parents, from your grandparents, use these beautiful storytelling items regularly and often. I will ease your mind right now and say, yes, you will break one of these special items at some time, and you will be heartbroken initially, but it was being used and loved and appreciated, and that is how memories remain with us, the repetition of their story dancing about in our minds as we use that particular item. And each time we use that item, the memory becomes more vivid and less likely to be forgotten if we use it to be remembered. We cannot strengthen such a memory if we do not use that item. Case in point, I purchased a teacup and saucer on my trip to Devon 2 years ago, and I only have one. So if I break it, then, well, it's gone and there is nothing that will replace it. But because I have used it so much and I've posted pictures with it in my Instagram feed, I'll provide a link to one of them in the show notes. Not only do I have pictures of it in use, but I have used it so frequently that I can describe it in every detail. And it brings wonderful memories rushing back every time I use it, but now anytime I think about it, because it is ingrained in my memory. These things are things, but they do bring stories with them. But when we don't use them, when we don't appreciate them, then they really do revert back to being things. We want the memory to stay alive. So it's a different way of thinking about it and incorporating it into our lives. Now I want to take a brief moment to introduce the sponsor for today's episode, but I have three more items to get to and a petit plaisir I think you're going to love. I'll be right back. Away creates thoughtful products designed to change how you see the world. They started with the perfect suitcase crafted with features that make travel more seamless. Now they offer a range of essentials that solve real travel problems. So all you have to think about is where you're headed next, because getting away means getting more out of every trip to come. Away knows that everyone has a different travel style. That's why they make their carry-on in an array of colors, two sizes, and two materials, a strong yet flexible polycarbonate and an anodized aluminum. Having had the opportunity to travel with their carry-on luggage, I can attest it is one of the most lightweight pieces of luggage I have ever owned, and it's extremely durable. If you choose to purchase their carry-on, it comes with a 100-day trial that lets you try any of their products on the road, and it comes with a limited lifetime warranty, meaning that they'll fix or replace your bag if it ever gets damaged. Complete with 360-degree spinner wheels guaranteeing a smooth ride and including TSA-approved combination locks so that you can keep your valuables safe. It also includes, and this is the detail that I really appreciate, they have an ejectable battery to keep your phone charged or any of your devices that use a USB cord. So you will never run out of battery for your computer, for your phone, for your iPad, if you're taking one of those long, fantastically memorable trips and want to make sure you can always stay in contact. When you purchase from Away, you will receive free shipping on any Away order within the US, Europe, and Australia. And as a Simple Sophisticate listener, you have the opportunity to save $20 off a suitcase when you visit awaytravel.com/sophisticate and use the promo code Sophisticate at checkout. Again, earn $20 off your next purchase at Away when you visit awaytravel.com/sophisticate and use the promo code Sophisticate. Getting away has never been more simple. Now, as we get back to this idea of welcoming and cultivating a home of elegance, there is one detail to always consider when it comes to every place in your house. And that is to make sure you're clear about what the use is of each room and making sure that it works for you and those that you live with in your home. I want to begin with a quote from Corrigan, and he states, "Each room has a specific purpose, guaranteeing it will be used. And if something you own doesn't work for you, give it away. If a room doesn't function for the way you live, change it to make it work for you." This sounds very simple, and it actually can be. The key is that we need to understand ourselves. So similar to letting go of limiting beliefs and ways of life that don't work with us, so too can assuming a room must be the room the architect or previous owners planned it to be and used it for. Case in point, when I went through my now home the first time with my real estate agent, he noted that there was this, you know, small room that was near the rear entrance of the house, and he thought immediately, oh, this would be a great office, because it was wired and set up to be so, had internet cable hookups, etc. But immediately in my mind, I'm like, nope, I already know where my office is going and it's not going here. To me, this was a mudroom. And here again, I would make it my kind of a mudroom that would serve my lifestyle and be in many ways a rear foyer to the home, as I will enter it each and every day from the garage. And so again, another quote that he points out, too often we succumb to visions of how we want to live in a sleek white space, a country cottage, or a grand mass. But then we feel bad when we can't live to those fantasies. So in other words, his advice is never buy into a trend. In other words, make sure that the life you are decorating, the rooms you are cultivating, work with your lifestyle. And he shares an abundance of ideas of why certain rooms just wouldn't work for some people. So maybe you use your dining room more as an office than an actual dining room space, just based on how you live in your home. Well, turn it into a beautiful library. Make sure you have shelves in there, so when people walk through it, it's still very inviting, but it also is functional for you. There's just a different ways to approach this idea of making sure that every room has a use that works for you. And so as we go through our lives, and if we are paying attention to when we are soaring and what helps it to feel this way, we come to realize what we need in our life's routine to feel not only grounded and secure, but comforted and strengthened. Such knowledge guides us through the decorating and appointing of each room's purpose as well. So moving on to the next idea of how to bring elegance into the home, we're going to talk about money a little bit here. So is elegance possible no matter what your budget? And Corrigan argues, yes, it absolutely is. He states, great design is not about the size of your space or the budget you spend. It is a reflection of knowing who you are and what makes you comfortable and living confidently and happily with the objects you choose to assemble. Now, my apologies for using my own journey for a handful of these examples today, but I do want to talk about something that I've talked about previously, and it has to do with my previously owned home back in Pendleton. That was a large home, 2,600 square feet. I lived in half of it, as I've shared multiple times. And since then, when I moved to Bend initially for the four years that I rented, I lived in a house that was 1,500 square feet, actually a little bit less than 1,500 square feet. And it was through living in nearly half the space that I realized what fit me and my life best. Now, I will also share that my first year of teaching, I rented a cottage that was 500 square feet in Minden, Nevada. That home, while it was thoughtfully designed so I could make it cozy, I could make it safe, I could feel comfortable there, was too small for me personally. But again, this is how we learn as we go. Now, my current home is just under 1,600 square feet, perfectly tailored to my life and the life my boys need with a small but not large yard. There will be times in our lives when we have a choice, and there will be other times when we don't with regards to where we live. Just as we may be making less money than we would like to live the life that will be more comfortable. However, along the way, we can live with elegance, regardless of wherever we call home. I have found that my time living in rentals, whether it was in Northwest Portland for almost 2 years, Nevada for a year, Northwest Bend for 4 years, and even college, so nearly 5 years, has given me time to experiment when I'm in these spaces, but also to explore through these experiments new ideas that have spoke to me, that have caught my attention. So you may remember that during my college years, as I wrote about in my book, I painted an entire living room wall red, a large wall, very, very much red. And yep, it was a rental. I did it anyway. And well, I loved it for that 1 year, but I was thankful it was only 1 year. I realized it was just not going to be for me for a permanent home. But each time, wherever I call home, I have been determined and in a variety of expected and many unexpected ways, successful in creating a sanctuary that let me relax and unwind no matter how much or how little I earned each month. And so I think the most important takeaway is we can live with elegance throughout the duration of our life, wherever we call home. Maybe even if it's just we're living for a few months abroad, whether it's in college or maybe we're taking a sabbatical or maybe we're starting a new chapter and we're just getting our feet underneath us before we decide what to do. As we get to know ourselves, we know what we need and we know what we can negotiate on and let go, whether temporarily or permanently. And that's the gift of knowing ourselves. And that's where elegance resides. So I have two more ideas here to bring elegance into our home. And this second to last one is to invest in quality for a home of elegance, but mix and match price points as well. Corrigan states, you should always buy the best quality items you can afford, but not everything in a room needs to be expensive. A mix of items of different prices, different eras, and different qualities is far more appealing. End quote. From mixing antiques with yard sale finds, custom furniture with shabby chic family hand-me-downs that you will never want to let go, knowing how to marry these two ideas is a skill that becomes easier with time. Much like wearing a quality pair of shoes with a simple pair of jeans and a tee finished with a tailored blazer, the balance needs to be struck to work well and exude the elegance you seek. Not everything needs to be new or antique, but it needs to speak to the function you require in your life, as well as to be perceived by you, the inhabitant of the home, as beautiful. Maybe it tells a story that you never want to forget, a framed photo, for example, or a playbill from a play you saw with your grandmother when you were young. Or maybe it was an item you saved up for months, even years, and serves as a reminder of your journey. Whatever you choose to welcome into your space, never forget that quality will last and memories can provide a comfort of confidence when you look about your home. One may cost quite a bit of money, whatever the amount you can afford, but the other can be priceless. So that is something to keep in mind, especially with furniture that is new or new to you, but doesn't have a memory. Make sure you invest in it. Make sure it's something that, while fitting into your budget, is the best you can afford. But then when it comes to memories or things that just speak to you, it might not cost a lot at all. And that's the fun part. All right. Last but not least, the gift of cultivating a home of true elegance. One more quote from Timothy Corrigan. Quote, I can assure you that spending each day in beautiful rooms, rooms full of personal items and objects you love, will bring meaning and solace to your life, satisfaction, and even joy. End quote. Wanting to spend time in your home is the goal. Weekends need not be for escape from our homes and everyday lives when we create a space that we love spending time in, whether we are with others or alone. The decoration of our homes will take time. But with a map of what to look for, a reason for why you want to bring it into your sanctuary, and what you want and what you need your sanctuary to do each time you return home, will make the puzzle you are working on, bringing together, much easier to complete. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. If nothing else, to understand that elegance doesn't have to be this place where you can't touch anything and that's out of our budgets. Everyone can create elegance. It's about making it your own, doing it thoughtfully, having patience, and above all of that, knowing who you are so that when you make all those decisions, they align with the person who resides in the home. So the book again is called The New Elegance, Stylish, Comfortable Rooms for Today, and it's by Timothy Corrigan, and it came out this month in October. I'll provide a link to it on the blog if you're interested. I've also provided a handful of other decor posts that you might enjoy. You can find all of this at the show notes, thesimplyluxuriouslife.com/podcast264. And I'll be right back with this week's Petit Plaisir. So I have a fun television series for you to watch, especially in our very polarized times, whether you're here in the States or abroad in Britain. This is a time or beyond. I mean, who am I kidding? We find ourselves in very precarious situation politically and in so many other ways. I'm talking about a comedy series called Derry Girls, and that's D-E-R-R-Y. We're going to Northern Ireland in this comedy series that premiered in Britain in January and February 2018 with season one and the following year in 2019. And because it has been so well received and received such high critical acclaim, in fact, it received 100% on Rotten Tomatoes its first season from 21 critics, and the second season received 96% rave reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. The third season will be coming out in 2020. And after watching the entire first season and the first episode of season two, I can see why. So this comedy series is set in Northern Ireland in the 1990s. So during a very politically charged time, very, very divisive time between Protestants and Catholics. And what it focuses on, the central focus of the storyline, is the life and times of five high schoolers. Five high schoolers who are just focused on trying to make it through high school issues, dilemmas, quandaries, set in an all-girls Catholic school, secondary Catholic school. And the five characters are not all girls, even though it's called Derry Girls. In fact, there is one boy that is one of the group of five. He is a cousin to one of the girls who he is James English, which makes this all the more entertaining. Poor James, definitely. And this constant just inclusion. He's the only boy in this all-girls school, and you'll find out why he was accepted or allowed to go to the school at the beginning of season one. But I think what I love and appreciate about this comedy, and it does have some dark humor, but it is smart It is well written and hyperbolic at times, perhaps. Hyperbolic, absolutely, and at times. But maybe it's because I did go to through middle school and high school and part of college during the 90s. If you too are in that same boat, you're going to love the soundtrack of this show. It's your nostalgia for the 90s is going to come back in a rapid force with all the music they play. You're going to hear the early Madonnas. You're going to hear Cranberries. You're going to hear Vanilla Ice. I mean, yes, they bring it all back. This is a show to watch and enjoy and to remind ourselves that in our everyday lives, we have far much more in common with everyone than we do differences. And maybe try to focus on that in these times that we just wonder. We'll just wonder. And I'm not going to go any further because I think we need to focus on this show and just keeping it lighthearted. So one more point about its great success. This show, Derry Girls, was the most watched series in Northern Ireland since Modern Records began in 2002. So to say it's been well received is a bit of an understatement. It was a hit in the UK and Netflix picked it up, and you can watch both season one and season two. There are 6 episodes in each. You will whip right through them. In fact, I'm going to go finish season two, I think, tonight. But I want to speak to season two. The first episode had me roaring. And I haven't laughed that hard in a very long time. At that point, you're attached, or at least know very well each of the 5 characters. And so don't watch it first. I would ask that you don't watch that episode first. You need to have the first season, which is fantastic, to fully appreciate the first episode of the second season. But I couldn't stop laughing. I think my dogs thought I had lost it. It was just brilliantly written. So it's created and written by Lisa McGee, and it is available now on Netflix. And I do hope you enjoy. Here is the trailer for season one.
I won't put up with it anymore. Teenagers have rights now, you know. Macaulay Culkin might be divorced and has parents.
Everyone remain seated.
Do you think if I told him I had an incendiary device to my knickers, he'd have a look?
Oh my God, David, I know. No way, are you serious?
What are you talking about?
Here, have you got a light?
Me? No, I don't smoke. Why the hell do I not smoke?
It's slave labor, Em.
It's worse than slave labor. We're not even getting paid.
Whatever happened in there, we have to stick together, okay? We have to back each other up.
It was Michelle. If anyone deserves to get punished, it should be Michelle.
Have you got a Union Jack splashed across your tits, Claire?
I'm making a point.
It's the point I'd like to get beaten up. She doesn't love you, James. She's just using you.
The thing is, I don't care.
Yes!
I'm not wearing my blazer. End of story.
Jerry, pass me the wooden spoon.
I thought we were going to be individuals this year.
I wanted to, Claire, but my mom wouldn't let me.
Well, I'm not being an individual on my own.
Case in point with regards to the 90s, one of the little details, as much as you're watching what's in the foreground of the scenes, look what's going on in the background. In fact, there's this one scene, it's the last episode of season one. One of the girls is doing a step aerobic routine in the background. If you lived through the 90s, do you remember how significantly popular step aerobics was? I used to teach step aerobics in college. It just, again, I couldn't help but laugh. I couldn't help but just appreciate the retrospective on a culture that reminds us, again, how much we had in common then and how much I have no doubt we have in common now in our everyday lives. So I hope you've enjoyed this week's Petit Plaisir, where each week ideas are shared to make the everyday all the more enjoyable. Tune in at the end of each episode where I'll recommend a book, a film, a show, a recipe, anything that is a simple pleasure to satiate your sophisticated taste. Again, I'll provide a link to the show that is on Netflix right now, season one and season two, and look for season three next year. Before I wrap up today, I want to send a few thank yous to readers who have taken a moment to share a review of the podcast. This one comes from TJSAJRC, CMSJ, and they shared at the end of September 5 stars to a grade school teacher. I've listened to Shannon's podcast for years and I'm still excited for new episodes. It's my morning inspiration. She's so generous and I always learn something new. My life has changed dramatically from her podcast tips alone, and I can't wait to finish reading her new book. Thank you very much for tuning in all these years. I look forward to many more seasons to come, and I appreciate your review and taking the time. I hope your school year is off to a great start. And one more. This review comes from KStone09. They write, "Kindred Spirits, 5 stars. Finding this podcast was an absolute serendipity." I love that word, don't you? It's one of my favorite words, I think. Moving on, back to the review. "I studied English and French literature in undergraduate and graduate school. Going to Paris is my life goal, but it hasn't happened yet. Maybe soon. Until then, I'll live and love vicariously through Shannon. Also, her lifestyle tips are so on point. Follow her on Instagram for more visual inspiration. It's a delight." Well, thank you, KStone09. And I have no doubt Paris will be in your future sooner than you think, and you're going to have an amazing time. Thank you for taking the time to write and share what you love about this podcast. And if you too are listening and have not shared a review or rated this podcast and enjoy what you hear, please do, because it does help potential listeners who are perusing the many different podcasts out there, letting them know exactly what they're going to discover. I appreciate all of your time and I wish you a wonderful week. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in to the Simple Sophisticate podcast, where intelligent living is paired with signature style. For more ideas and inspiration throughout the week, visit the blog, thesimplyluxuriouslife.com, or pick up my new book, Living the Simply Luxurious Life, Making Your Everydays Extraordinary and Discovering Your Best Self. You can also pick up my first book, Choosing the Simply Luxurious Life, A Modern Woman's Guide, which is available now in paperback, ebook, and audio versions on Amazon, Audible, and iTunes, or wherever books are sold. To stay caught up on the most recent episodes of the podcast, blog posts, my new cooking show, and receive exclusive news as well as an extra dose of inspiration to jumpstart your weekend, subscribe to the Simply Luxurious Life's weekly newsletter, which arrives in your inbox each Friday to enjoy with a hot cup of tea or a morning cup of coffee. Until next Monday, I'm your host, Shannon Ables. Bonjourne!